What are set and setting? Coined by Timothy Leary in 1961, set is the mind you bring, personality, mood, preparation, expectation, and intention. And setting is the physical, social, and cultural environment you take a psychedelic in. They are not soft add-ons to the real chemical event. Classic psychedelics act on 5-HT2A receptors woven through the brain's meaning-making association cortex, so they amplify sensitivity to context rather than override it. Expectation becomes a mechanism of change. Psychedelics as active super placebos, Hartog-Sohn, 2017, and Imperial College's prospective studies show set-setting variables predict the acute experience, which predicts the long-term outcome, Hygen et al., 2018. We like to imagine a drug as a fixed thing, swallow the molecule, get the effect. That model works for aspirin. It falls apart completely for psychedelics, where the same compound at the same dose can deliver the best experience of a person's life or the most frightening, depending on who they are, why they're there, and the world holding them. The variability isn't noise to be engineered away. It is the phenomenon, and understanding it is the difference between medicine and misadventure, the phrase that organized a field. In 1961, before the backlash and Schedule I, Timothy Leary reached for two words to explain why the same LSD could open one person and shatter another: set and setting. Set was the mind you brought, personality, mood, preparation, expectation, intention. Setting was the world you took it in, the room, the people, the music, the culture holding all of it. As historian Ido Hartog-Sohn has documented, this was not folk wisdom, but the distilled experience of the first researchers watching identical compounds produce non-identical results, Hartog-Sohn, 2017. The variability wasn't a bug in the experiment, it was the discovery. Modern neuroscience gives us a reason this should be true. Classic psychedelics work primarily by overstimulating the serotonin 2A receptor, which sits densely on the brain's high-level association cortex, the regions that model meaning, expectation, and self. A psychedelic doesn't inject an experience, it cranks up the gain on the brain's own meaning-making machinery. And meaning is built from context. Turn up the sensitivity to context, and context starts to run the show. What set actually contains. Set is more than mood. Researchers break it into layers: enduring traits, personality, especially trait openness, the acute state you arrive in, your expectations about what will happen, and your intention, the reason you're doing this at all. Of these, expectation is the quiet giant. In psychedelic trials, what a person believes will happen bleeds directly into what does. Expectancy has been described as a mechanism of change in its own right, and which is why some researchers now call psychedelics active super placebos, compounds that don't bypass expectation but amplify it. Pronovost Morgan, Hartog-Sohn, and Rameckers, 2023. The hope you carry in can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So can the dread. UTW, psilocybin mushroom treats. What setting actually does. Setting is the room, but it is also the people, the sounds, and the invisible cultural frame telling you whether this is medicine or a party or a crisis. The Imperial College Group's prospective work found concrete setting variables predicting the shape of the acute experience. The presence of music, the presence of other people, and tellingly, the presence of distractions. Carhart-Harris, Roseman, Hygen et al. In 2018. A supportive, low-distraction, intention-honoring environment tilted sessions toward breakthrough. A chaotic or unsafe one tilted them toward struggle. And the strongest predictors of a good outcome weren't dose alone, but whether the session reached a mystical-type peak or an emotional breakthrough. States that a good container makes far more likely. Hygen et al. 2018. Music deserves its own line. Under LSD, the brain's emotional response to music is dramatically amplified. In psychedelic therapy, the playlist is not background, but a kind of second therapist, steering the emotional arc of the session. Sound becomes architecture, a setting you move through rather than merely hear. And the shadow side is just as real. Surveys of difficult experiences find the hardest, most frightening sessions cluster where the container is thin. High doses taken without support, in unsafe settings, with no one to hold the space. The same molecule that heals in a prepared room can terrify in an unprepared one. Why the clinical room looks the way it looks. If you've seen a modern psilocybin trial, you've seen set and setting engineered on purpose. There is preparation. Hours with therapists before any dose, building trust and clarifying intention. There is a living room aesthetic, not a hospital one. The participant reclines on a couch, puts on eye shades to turn attention inward, and wears headphones, playing a carefully sequenced playlist. Two guides sit with them, saying little, holding much. Afterward comes integration, the work of metabolizing the experience into changed life. None of this is decoration. Every element is a deliberate move on set or setting. Reduce threat, direct attention inward, provide a trustworthy container, and prime the expectation that whatever arises can be met safely. It is the non-drug half of the protocol, and it is not optional. Join the UTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered. The gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free, live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. The widest frame, collective set and setting. Hardik Zone pushes the idea one level higher. Beyond the individual's mindset and the individual room sits a collective set and setting. The cultural story a society tells about these substances. Are they sacraments, medicines, tools, or threats? That shared frame seeps into every private session, shaping what people expect and therefore what they get. A culture of fear manufactures difficult trips. A culture of reverence and safety manufactures meaning. The container is nested, mind inside room, inside culture. The non-drug half of the medicine. The practical upshot is almost embarrassingly simple and constantly ignored. You cannot separate the drug from the world you take it in, so build the world with care. Clarify why you're doing this. Arrive rested and prepared, not in crisis. Choose a safe, private, unhurried space and a trusted person to hold it. Curate the sound. Plan the integration before you plan the dose. These aren't soft additions to the real chemical event. On the evidence, they are a large part of the chemical event's outcome. The molecule opens a door, set and setting decide which room it opens onto.